This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, as well as the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody else that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. For example, our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thank you very much. Our FedEx, our UPS, and our mail haulers out there doing a very important job. Hauling the mail is extremely important because you all want to get your paycheck and you want to get your goodies that you've ordered sent to you. Now, we also want to say thanks to the suicide jockeys for hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go, as well as our Amazon warehouse folks that are listening. Thanks very much. Our Amazon drivers that are listening, thanks very much. And you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain with an S, America, all one word. And I posted the latest podcast up there on every one of those pages. So you got a great selection and choice to go find it. Now, also, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what we have to offer. All right, on the telephony line here, we've got the long-range communication going on here between us and between Michigan, and that would be none other than the Raw Edwards. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it. There he is. He's peeking over the horizon. There he is. All right. We'll let them go. Bye, guys. Okay, so there you go. But you got
good morning.
Yeah, it is a good morning, and it's a very good morning if you're in Washington, D.C. A lot of happy people there right now. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-religious values. Well, Mr. Ron, obviously last night after 15 rounds, we finally get a Speaker of the House. Now, I sat there, I watched this, I listened to all the rhetoric going back and forth. Matt Gaetz, to me, I've lost all respect for Matt Gaetz. I'm sorry. The guy is a weasel. Now, I've known this. Frank Silvato and I got into quite a conversation spilling the beans about Matt Gaetz and the stuff that he knows about him because he knows his dad, and he lives up there in the district. So he's got a better knowledge of what goes on than I do. But this guy is all about himself, number one. He says he's about the country, but he's not, because even though he doesn't go out and solicit money from the PACs, he gets plenty of it from daddy's pals because daddy is a multi-millionaire.
Well, most people in Congress, along with Matt Gaetz's daddy becomes very wealthy. Ask former Representative Lizard Cheney. I mean, that's a common practice. But getting back at the ranch, congratulations to yep. Kevin McCarthy.
Yep.
But I do credit, with all the bad things that anyone can list about Mr. Gaetz, I do credit him and Ms. Boebert and a few others for at least stretching this out to bring out an agreement for McCarthy to govern from a more conservative standpoint that is more beneficial to the United States, as opposed to the style that people like, you remember, John Boehner, you know, people of that ilk.
Yeah, but I also remember how they did the negotiations.
They did. And
they closed the doors and went behind closed doors. This was a tremendous embarrassment, not only for our country, but for the Republicans, and it was, and believe me, I'm hearing it from all sides.
Well, our country has been embarrassed long before this. I mean, it's been going downhill because of the style of government.
It made it worse. I'm hearing it from everywhere.
It's been getting worse. It's always been getting worse.
It's getting worse because we've allowed it to get worse. That's our problem. We are the ones. We are the ones. You, me, and everybody else that sat on our hands
and
hasn't done anything.
And that's what helps facilitate the problem. That's why it took
so long. So what are we
going to
do about it? What are we
going to
do about it? What are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to do my part, and you're doing your part.
No, no, no. What's your part? What are you going to do?
Continue to tell the truth about this country, to continue to... People have actually asked me to run for office, but...
Well, I think
you
should.
When people do the right thing, they're the ones who are chopped down, so what's the point?
I think you should run for office. I think you'd make a great elected official, whatever it is that you'd want to do. Now, I've been listening to John James. I was watching him. I watched him give one of the nominating speeches for Kevin McCarthy. And just the way he explained America and his service and all that, I was extremely impressed, as I have been in the past, because I thought he was a great candidate. But the first time I heard him walk on the scene is what? U.S. Senate.
And he's always been a great candidate, but I had only one problem with him, and that's based on a conversation he and I had, and that is concerning the border. Other than that, he says all the right things.
Well,
absolutely.
How do you like... Well, we'll talk about this when we come back, but when we come back, we are going to talk about the border, so hang on there, Mr. Ron. And, there's stuff on the border we need to talk about, because... The Congress, according to Kevin McCarthy, is going to pay a little trip down there to the border. It won't be the whole Congress. It'll be the committees. One of the committees will be going down there. But we'll wait and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, we're going to break. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Once again, leftists prove beyond a reasonable doubt they are not in favor of positive solutions to problems they complain about or people who succeed in and appreciate the United States. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. Dr. Ben Carson, the renowned neurosurgeon who also served as HUD secretary during the Trump administration, was raised in the rough slums of Detroit. He overcame the same odds many others in his community allowed to permanently lock them into either depression, woe is me, or criminal behavior. Dr. Carson's rise to world acclaim, success, is a textbook example of how those who apply themselves have a good shot at success. He set an example of what it means to not give in to the negatives, but pursue your dreams with excellence, and your gifts will make room for you at the table of achievement. Unfortunately, in Detroit, Dr. Carson's sterling example is demonized because he prefers equal opportunity over leftist equal results. The Detroit School Board recently voted to remove Dr. Carson's name from a government high school. Student political activists fought to have Carson's name removed because he served in the Trump administration. Way to go, Detroit. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience, 3 p.m. Eastern, weekdays, via theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
There he was, that masked man. He showed up again on a horse. It was a black horse, too, so I know it was Ron Edwards, because there he goes off in the distance. But in the meantime, I got to tell you about what I got in my hand right now, because I got my Curvis tumbler out right here, and it's the big one. So I got my 24 ounces of iced coffee in it. And let me tell you something. It's got Constitutional Grounds iced coffee in it. Now, I have a problem with coffee. I love it, but it doesn't love me. So if I drink coffee that's got a high acidic level in it, Boy, oh boy, my stomach will pay for it. It's like somebody takes a can of battery acid and dumps it down your stomach. It burns so bad. But not with constitutional grounds coffee. Not with the constitutional grounds coffee. Not at all. All you got to do to get it and find out more about it is to go to the website, theronedwards.com, theronedwards.com, and go to the constitutional grounds coffee display that's right there to make your purchase. And don't forget, we got this masked man on a horse here that likes to tell us something about constitutional grounds coffee. What would that be, Mr. Masked Man?
It's the coffee you want in your cup.
There you go. It's always fun having a little bit of fun here on the program. And it is good coffee, folks. And I'm taking a little sip right now because, oh, my goodness. Oh, more. All right. Let's go back to what we were talking about. Now, I think we pretty much finished with Kevin McCarthy. The jury is out. Everybody's going to watch and see what's going on. And some people have said to me they got their heads on a swivel and all that. And that's good because we need to pay attention to what's going on because maybe this will be what it takes to pay attention because, like I say, I'm one of them that was guilty of it before. I didn't really pay all that much attention. I just sat there and waited for a headline to come out because I was so sick and tired of hearing about Nancy Pelosi. But she was always up to something, right?
Yes, she was very busy working on her mission, and I hope that Kevin McCarthy is just as busy as working on behalf of we the people.
Well, his mission is about America. I heard it last night, and I'll take him at face value. So there you go. I heard the speech, and I'm waiting to see. So we'll see what happens here. Check with us in a couple of months, because I'll give him a little while before I say much of anything. But here's what we do have to say. We got a border problem that isn't going to stop. Now, it's not just in Texas, although Texas is bad enough. And now you got Joe Buddy Boy Biden going to El Paso. Well, I'm going on the border to see firsthand what the chaos is all about, what the problem is. You think for one second, oh, and then he said he was going to Ground Zero. You think for one second he's going to Ground Zero?
Not for a nanosecond. And first of all, he knows what's going on. He has orchestrated all of this, reversing all of the good policies of the Trump administration. He and Kamala both know exactly what's going on.
Oh, you mean President Harris?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. that was when he did that again. The guy's comical, but at the same time, he's not so comical because he's doing this damage purposefully against this country via the border. He knows what he's doing. Him going down there, sniffing around for whatever reason, it's nothing about solutions to the problem, because if that were not the case, he would not have. Remember, the Biden administration has made sure that Arizona took down their barrier, which was kind of effective. And, they can't have that. So it's coming down because the new governor there wants it down. Biden wanted it down. So it's all about damaging this country and pretending they're not.
Well, our great governor, Ron DeSantis, yesterday activated units from the Florida National Guard to immediately head for the National Park in the Florida Keys, where some 6,000 illegals have landed since last Sunday. And it's gotten to the point to where I don't know what they're being told, that all you got to do is walk on land and you're going to be welcomed in the U.S. That stopped, that dry land policy, what they call it, stopped down here. So that's no longer in effect. But the Biden administration has done nothing but just absolutely fail to provide the resources that we needed to keep these people from coming in. They pulled the Coast Guard out. They pulled the military forces they had out and put them somewhere totally different. And by the way, this is one other thing. The 87,000, what are they, IRS agents?
Yes.
McCarthy said that's the first thing they're going to do after they, you know, get the new rules in place, is they're going to get rid of them. I think they should take every one of those guys and offer them a chance in Customs and Border Protection and say, you want to work? You're going to the border.
And I think that McCarthy and company should make a big stink also about the barriers that are being taken down in Arizona.
I think they will.
And and also about the barriers that Governor Abbott said that would be going up in Texas, which really hasn't gone up very much. So, you know, the Biden administration is an evil sort that is just on hell-bent on destroying this country, and this is what better way to do it by allowing an invasion from 150 countries around the world.
Well, we're talking about four countries with this new immigration law that they've got, and that's bad enough. But they've got to do something. They really do. They've got to do something.
And that something is, Captain, and you know it, is to build an effective barrier or wall.
Yep.
And also with high-tech gadgetry to prevent, on, so you can see the find out when they're building these tunnels, because they're massive tunnels, long, huge tunnels that, that are under this country that go great distances.
And they're dragging, and they're dragging their feet. By the way, in Arizona, they're not just pulling that thing down as fast as they can. I think they got till the end of the month to get it all down, but they're definitely dragging their feet because they were waiting for the Republican Congress to come in to see if they could help them with some legislation. And I think they will. I think they will.
We'll see.
Yeah,
it's very very interesting.
Well, we the people are making a big stink about it because they certainly don't want to see what's going on, as you well know. All right, Matt, go ahead.
I was just going to say that even the Colorado governor, he is sending illegals out of his state to eastern, I guess, to New York and other places like that. That said, hey, we're sanctuary cities. So I'm glad to see that he's doing that. I was surprised, but I'm glad that he's doing that.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we just talked about Arizona, and Texas, of course, is doing something a little different. They're not putting up the double containers. They're putting up a single container with barbed wire on top of it, so it looks a little bit different. So it doesn't look like it's quite as big or impressive as what they got in Arizona, but nonetheless, it'll probably work. But we've got, of all things, we've got the Biden administration once again issuing their climate directive for federal agencies who in some cases don't have anything to do with what they're issuing the climate injunction about.
Well, you know something, this is just more gas, you know, really. It's just hot air. Most of these, but like you just said, Kat, most of those agencies have nothing to do in any way, shape, or form with the environment. In fact, by the way, the majority of the agencies are unconstitutional. I think about 81 federal agencies should be done away with. They're polluting our economy, if you want to look at it that way. But, yeah, this is crazy stuff. It has nothing to do with other than wasting more of our money.
All right. I will talk to you again next week, and you have yourself a great weekend. Stay warm and stay out of the rain if it's raining up there. Take care. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you can hear more about him by going to his website, theronedwards.com. I'll be back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The House adjourning until 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. This comes as a small group of conservatives is once again keeping Kevin McCarthy from becoming Speaker of the House.
How about getting together and just finding the ability to how are we all going to work together? It's new for us, one, being in the majority, but being in a tight majority. I think at the end of the day, we're going to be more effective.
McCarthy added he thinks eventually he'll get the votes and become Speaker. Enough of the conservatives voted against the Californian on the 13th and most recent ballot to deny him the gavel. McCarthy is getting more conservatives to switch their votes in his favor, albeit very slowly. A woman has life-threatening injuries, and a six-year-old boy is in custody after a shooting at a school in southeastern Virginia. It happened at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News. There was an altercation between the teacher and the student before a single round was fired. Authorities getting social services on scene and continuing to investigate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroSmile.com and tell them the captain.
Tell them the captain sent you. And don't forget, Hero Smile is something a little bit different than your average veteran service because of the fact that you have got veterans there that have walked a mile in your shoes that are being counselors to you to help you out. That's a totally different concept. Now, I know the VA would like to do that with everybody, but they can't because they don't have the personnel. Whereas at Hero Smile, they do. That's how they manage to, that's what their whole forte is about. Now, I need to spell out the word heroes because a lot of people have been telling me they go over to try to find it and they get something totally different. Well, that's because they're not spelling it right. So here we go. Heroes, spelled H-E-R-O-E-S. That's H-E-R-O-E-S, heroesmile.com. That's the website. Go over there, take a look at everything they have to offer. And while you're there, you can give them a call or you can converse with them through the little chat thing they have there and ask them any questions you have and ask to take the tour of their facility. And they'll help you out, and you go from there. Now, the phone number is 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. That's 888-VET, V-E-T, now, N-O-W, the number 2. One more time, 888-VET-NOW, 2 is the phone number. And the website is Heroes Mile, H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. Don't be afraid to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open a door or two for you, and you'll be in like Flynn. All right, let's go back here and pick up with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and, of course, we've talked about several different things to get started here. Talked about Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis with you before I had my little chat with Ron Edwards. We've got the, and I'll blow my own horn a little bit here for the state, we've got the best governor in the country right here.
Well, Captain, you can't argue with success, and you can't argue with boldness, and boldness is what Ron DeSantis, I think, has been all about. And there's been a lot of criticism, right?
Yeah.
A lot, because some people don't like what he does politically. A lot of those people outside of your state of California. But I think those things just bounce right off him. He doesn't, it doesn't matter. And he just keeps moving forward.
Now, there was one thing they were going to do tonight, which they weren't able to because of time, and I get it. Nobody really wanted to be there till 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But they're going to be bringing out next week the House Rules Package, which Congresswoman Tenney from New York State, who represents the old area where I used to live, but she has said that the House Rules Package is going to be well worth the speaker wait. So I believe that. I believe it'll be interesting.
Well, we know that certainly one of those particular provisions, I think, Captain, is that they're not going to be able to have a bill dumped on their desk and then they have to vote on it like that day or the next day. I believe that there's a 72-hour provision and these kinds of things. So it will be very interesting to see, you know, what they do. Of course, if they tried to vote on the rules package this morning, they wouldn't have time really to consider it because I think for all the bills, they want 72 hours at this point.
Yeah. And the other thing is that the FDA just approved another Alzheimer's drug, Biogen's Alzheimer's drug, called EISAI, spelled E-E-I-S-A-I-I-S-A-I. And it's been found to slow cognitive decline in people. And I wonder if they're giving any to Joe Biden.
Yeah, exactly. You know, but of course, Captain, so many Americans are affected by this terrible disease. And so, obviously, anything that moves in the right direction on that to help people would be a very good thing.
Yeah, we'll know soon enough, won't we?
Well, right. I mean, one of the things that, you know, when you see somebody kind of slowly disappear, that's a terrible, terrible long goodbye, and it's terrible for the person suffering from it. It's you know, with all the things that we can do, putting our resource towards that is a very good thing.
And Putin wanted a truce, right, over the Greek religious
Orthodox
holiday?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what he got. Yesterday, Russian and Ukrainian forces were exchanging artillery fire at the front line in Ukraine, and they did it all day into the evening. Now, even after Moscow said it had ordered its troops to stop shooting for a unilateral truce that was firmly rejected by Kiev, Kiev started firing at them, so Russia started firing back. Don't blame them.
Well, of course, you know, it's unfortunate, Captain, that that certainly a ceasefire itself wasn't something that was that actually could occur and in good faith. This war, and that's what war is. It's a terrible, terrible thing. So, if they continue to fire and they fired back, what else do you expect? But Putin does try to do these things. You can't trust Putin any further. You can throw him and stuff.
Now, I don't think Lauren Boebuck got the note about some of the people that were supporting her for Congress that are now trying to get former President Donald Trump disqualified from being on the ballot in Colorado.
Well, right, yeah. So is she going to speak out against that? I know she's been quite vocal about the speakership votes. But yes, if she wants to advance those things about Donald Trump and things like that, then yeah, you'd think she'd jump into that fight.
Well, I was hoping somebody would have asked her that question, but nobody did, either because they don't know or because they don't care.
Well, right, exactly. But, of course, trying to disqualify people from being on a ballot, the people choose. There are certain disqualifications you can have, obviously, for not being able to run for elective office. But I don't think people can just get together and ban somebody from running for elective office. That would go all the way to the Supreme Court, one would think.
Yeah. Now, guess what's about to happen in New York City?
What's that?
A nurses' strike is coming.
Well, that would be very bad, wouldn't it?
Very bad? Understatement of the week.
Yeah, it would be very bad. Well, and of course, nurses that do, they absolutely do so much, the bulk of the work that's ever done, right?
Yeah.
In the daily care of patients and so forth. Doctors have their important role, nurses have their important role. So I don't know how our society can afford to be without them.
Well, I don't either. And, there is a shortage of nurses all across the country, and it's a good profession if you want to get into it. But, I guess some people just don't want to work anymore.
Well, true. That is very, very true. We're seeing that more and more. But in the case of a strike where you're going to have nurses or healthcare workers go out on strike, I think it's in everybody's best interest to come to a reasonable agreement. And the way you do that is not the way that we saw play out in the Congress, in the House. There are ways to negotiate where everybody can get something good, and you don't get everything, but you have to get something good for everybody.
Now, you know about Kerry Lake and the investigation coming up for the election probe in Arizona, right?
Right, yes, of course. Yes, she continues to push that, yes.
Well, come to find out, an ex-Arizona Supreme Court Chief Justice, is going to be in charge of the investigation.
That's very interesting. Well, and again, the outcomes of these kinds of probes or investigations are not going to result in the vacating of the election results or things like that, but it can certainly set the stage for future elections. And one would think, too, Captain, that Kerry Lake may want to set her sights perhaps on a different office, perhaps senator. She's very popular in the state, so that could be a good bet for her.
Well, yeah, we'll know. And there are two federal judges in South Carolina that have said that South Carolina must redraw a congressional district after racial gerrymandering was used to draw it up.
Well, exactly. If you're righting a wrong, that's the way we should do things.
Well, isn't that something? I don't believe I've heard of that before in a while.
Right, so. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, hold that thought. I can hear the music coming up here. Kyle and I will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we got more stuff coming your way. And stuff is what we're all about here on Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Saturday night, put on the smell good, put on Skinner, head into town like a NASCAR winner, cruising back and forth to the tasty freeze. Everywhere you look, all you see is hillbilly luck, slick pickup trucks, big time in a small town, tearing it up, right about sundown. Black, diamond, chrome, to the with a little homegrown, a country girl cuddled up. Hillbilly deluxe,
that is none other than Brooks and Dunn at Hillbilly Deluxe. What do you think of that one here, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that.
I like that one. Yeah. Between that one and the one we played before, this one's better, but I was just, that's a boot-kicking song. And I'm not wearing boots because I can't get my boots on anymore because of my feet, but oh well, it is what it is. Oh well. Okay, take it away. What's going on out west with the weather?
Well, Captain, we're once again waiting for these storms and some that are actually starting up in Northern California as we head into the weekend. We have aerial flood watches all throughout Northern California, especially from late Saturday night through about Wednesday afternoon in Northern California. As you head on down towards Central California, that's going to change to late Saturday night through Tuesday night. So Southern California as well, looking to get some rain, was predicted to come in on Sunday. Now it looks like it's coming in a little bit more towards the early part of next week, but that is good because Southern California still is drying out. But our friends up in Northern California are going to get some more wallops, and that's not a good thing at all. And now if you're in Northern Nevada coming out of Reno this weekend, you're looking for another a relatively weak system to come through the area there on Saturday afternoon, so you want to be aware of that if you're heading up I-80. But right now, Captain, we're looking at some dense fog advisories around Boise, Idaho. Also, dense fog advisories around Helena, Montana. Also, and this will encompass Bozeman and Dillon as well. Winter weather advisories up in northern, central northern Washington, basically. And then also, we've got winter weather advisories coming out west of Denver on I-70 as well. High winds near Cheyenne. So, please, do be careful out this weekend, and we'll be back with more on the next version of the Captain's America.
All right. Well, if you want some fog, all you got to do is go to South Dakota and part of Minnesota and part of Iowa right now, because if you're on I-29 in South Dakota, you'll have it pretty much from the Nebraska line all the way on up to the North Dakota line, just south of Fargo, and they definitely will have it going through Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Now, the fog pretty much goes all the way across I-90 right now in South Dakota, so be advised of that. And then coming over into the western part of Minnesota, it goes in towards Rochester, almost all the way across over to Minnesota, not quite. And it's over there a little bit in the northwestern corner of Iowa tonight, so be advised of that. Now, this is going to be some pretty heavy fog. In addition, you might have some fog going up the northwest side of Minnesota tonight. There certainly is some touch-and-go fog, but it might get a little bit thicker here as the evening goes along, so be advised of that. And over there in Green Bay and up towards the Michigan Upper Peninsula and over towards Madison, you've got a patch of fog in there right now that's going to be getting pretty thick. It's been getting worse since last hour. I've been watching it, so be advised of that. You will have some fog up there. Now, we do have some rain tonight over in the western part of Pennsylvania, to include Philadelphia, or I'm sorry, Pittsburgh, and then coming down, let's see, this is I-70, so coming down east of Columbus, you got about a 40 or 50 mile stretch of rain there in Ohio right along I-70 right now, so be advised of that. And it goes over to just about the tunnel in Pennsylvania on the toll road, and then runs up north towards almost all the way to Erie. So that's the rain you got. Now, you have some developing fog and rain going to be coming around in the western half of Maine, as well as the state of New Hampshire and most of Massachusetts. So be advised of that tonight, and that's where we're going with all of that. Now, Kyle, I got a question for you.
Okay.
If you wanted to get a truck repaired, does Pilot or Flying J offer repairs, or are they working on some sort of plan for that right now?
I believe so, yes. And certainly you can pull into any Pilot or Flying J Travel Center, and they will be able to, I'm sure, assist you at the very least of getting your truck repaired and directing you to a great place to do it if they don't do it on site. But usually they have these areas, these businesses right around them, as I recall.
Well, some of the ones that are being rebuilt and remodeled and whatnot, they're putting in a truck lube bay. and a wash bay in some of them, and tire repair and that sort of thing, and just basic maintenance, depending on the franchise, depending on who's there, it may get a little bit more involved, may not. But that's an improvement compared to what it's been.
Well, you know, Captain, the pilot in Flying J Travel Centers has been spending literally millions and millions of dollars across the country upgrading all their different facilities. So that's right. Great things in store.
Okay. Tell us how to hear your show, and then we got to go.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and don't forget the pilot and Flying J, bring you our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Okay, we're going to go back to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersGo.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we had us a little fight to see who was going to be the speaker. It only took 15 rounds. What are your initial thoughts?
Well, I think I got angrier and angrier at Matt Gaetz. Because at one point, you know, he was on Sean Hannity's show last night, and he goes, I've run out of things to ask for.
Yeah.
and so it comes time to vote, and, you know, McCarthy gave him everything, and then he still wouldn't do it. And fascinatingly enough, I'm not on his email distribution list, but I get an email from Matt Gaetz, so he bought a list from somebody, and obviously I'm on it. And, you know, he and Boebert both said this was not personal. Well, if you read the email that I got, is clearly personal.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this email was disgusting. I mean, and so it's kind of like, dude, but whatever. I think we saw some of that. I think the one person that I'm probably most disappointed with in all of this, I mean, Gaetz made me angry, but I was disappointed with Crane.
Uh-huh.
Eli Crane, who was a former Navy SEAL out of Arizona.
Uh-huh.
This guy's a freshman. And I don't think he knew enough about McCarthy because he hadn't been in Congress. He didn't know enough about the Rules Committee. There was no basis for him to have personally experienced all this. To not vote for him.
Mm-hmm. All righty, hold that thought. We're coming back with Denise Simon, FoundersGo.com, and more right after this top of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. It's a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'll be back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.